This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The arguing on the show continued through the break. We found some bold predictions on our... Are they our sister station, our sister company, friend? What are we calling Arrowhead Pride?
We're partner.
We're team.
Coming up at 6, the Arrowhead Pride tailgate show.
My bad. I didn't know what the official term was. So we're partners with Arrowhead Pride. Love the folks over there, Arrowhead Pride. We had some bold predictions that we found on their website. Win a home playoff game, which I don't know if it's even in the Chiefs' bylaws for them to be able to do that. They don't know, have any clue what that is. Patrick Mahomes will finish top 5 in MVP voting. Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, and Sammy Watkins all have 8-plus touchdown catches, or the Chiefs will have a top 10 defense with the healthy Eric Berry and Justin Houston. Well, Fanning laughed at top 10 defense.
I did.
We all laughed at home playoff game.
Because I thought it was a joke. I mean, were they being serious?
So we think the most likely one out of these four is the Kelce, Hill, and Watkins 8-plus touchdown catches on the season. In the course of having that conversation, Steven Spector, who loves to write down our predictions to try to mock us with his little legal pad and document, he then wrote down one for himself. He thinks Travis Kelce has a chance to have 11-plus touchdown catches this season. Spector, can you please inform the people how, on an offense that is going to be really dynamic and going to have a lot of people clamoring for their touches and their shine, how you think Kelce's going to have his best touchdown season of the year?
Because I think when they get into the red zone, they're not going to kick field goals. Who led the NFL last season and made field goals and field goal attempts?
I would guess the Chiefs.
It was Harrison Butker.
Harrison Butker.
Who was your quarterback last year?
Alex Smith.
Trash Smith.
Oh, my God.
So your field goal numbers, I think, are going to go down. I think your touchdown numbers are going to go up.
I'm not
going to
lie. It makes me laugh when he says Trash Smith. I'm not going to lie. So maybe I'm the only person in Kansas City that laughs when he says that, but I actually find it to be kind of humorous.
So on 3rd and 8 from the 6-yard line or whatever it is, whatever you want to say it is, instead of Alex Smith throwing the ball out of bounds and playing for the field goal, they're going to throw the ball into the end zone this year to Travis Kelce, and he's going to have 11-plus touchdowns. He had 8. 8 to 11 is not that big a leap in the NFL.
I disagree with you because I think they're going to be looking for Sam. Travis Kelce's going to have a bunch of underneath stuff because you got two burners on the outside now. They're going to need safety help over the top because you're going to need two guys on Tyreek Hill and probably the same on Sammy Watkins. I think Travis
Kelce.
Those
are on deep balls, though.
No, I'm just telling you, you've got to protect yourself from those guys going deep. I think everything underneath is going to be Travis Kelce. You're going to try to get a matchup on a linebacker every single time.
Yeah, but you can't go deep from the 10-yard line is what I'm saying.
And that's why and I don't think Travis Kelce is great in that area. Why do you think they throw it to Demetrius Harris all the time?
Because Trash Smith stinks at his job.
Sammy Watkins is that guy, Speck. We went over this whole thing about how...
I think Sammy Watkins have a big
Sammy
year in the red
Watkins
zone.
Sammy Watkins is money inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah?
So that's why. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
So Sammy Watkins' number and Travis Kelce's number can't go up?
No, yeah, no. I think it's going to be Sammy Watkins. Sammy Watkins is the guy that's going to get the majority of those.
You think Sammy Watkins have more touchdowns than Travis Kelce?
I do, absolutely.
Burrito?
No, why do you want to? I hate burritos. Why do I always have burritos?
Pizza?
I mean, burritos, okay,
burritos, fine. Burritos just the standard thing that
yeah.
we say.
You yeah, can yeah, burrito is a substitute for anything you
want
to make
burrito.
It.
Yeah,
okay.
you can make it.
I think Travis Kelce. If you want a bold prediction, I think Travis Kelce is going to have 1,200 yards receiving and fewer touchdowns than he did last year, for the same reasons I just said to you.
Spec, how many players in the NFL do you think had more than 11 touchdowns last year?
3.
1. DeAndre Hopkins. So you say it's not that big of a jump from 8 to 11. Yes, it is. You want to know how many players had 8 touchdown catches last year? A.J. Green, Travis Kelce, Michael Crabtree, Sammy Watkins, Kyle Rudolph, Stephon Diggs, Rob Gronkowski, Zach Ertz, Nelson Aguilar, Doug Baldwin, Devin Funchess. You want to know how many players had double-digit touchdown catches last year? DeAndre Hopkins, Devondre Adams, Jimmy Graham. That's the list.
What was the name of the segment we just did?
Bold predictions.
Bold predictions. Are we doing rational predictions?
Okay, I'm just... You said something on the radio. I'm now talking about what you said on the radio
why don't you say what
with
you,
stats and numbers.
Why don't you say what you said in break?
Contract year for D Ford. 7-plus sacks for D4 this season. 7-plus sacks. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't have any basis or stat to really back it up. Why
so
I think
it's okay for you, but not for me?
Yes.
Find a stat then, like I did. I went on NFL.com and ESPN.com to find a stat to disprove your crazy take. Find one to disprove mine. I'm just telling you that we all know and believe in the contract year. I saw last year Eric Hosmer hit 320 and hit for power like I'd never seen it before. He got paid. Now he's hitting 215 with 10 home runs, but soaking up the San Diego sun. How many times have we seen an NFL player or a baseball player or a basketball player in that contract year? Oh, my goodness. They put a season together. And then they hoodwink and bamboozle another team. Remember Brandon Carr when he finessed the Cowboys for 5 years, $55 million? We can find super examples of said thing. I'm telling you, that person sounds like D4 to me. He's going to put it together for this one season. He's going to have 7.5 sacks. He's going to trick the Bears. He's going to trick the Bears into 4 years, $40 million, 15 guaranteed, and fall off a cliff.
So he's gonna
That's my bold prediction.
He's going to have more sacks and games played in 2016?
Yes.
2017, excuse me?
Because Justin Houston's going to be playing on two legs, right?
And I mean, what is this segment called? It's not called rational predictions. It's called bold predictions.
You want to hear mine?
I want to note the double standard. That's all I want.
Hold on. Can I read this text really quick on the Pepper Jack's Grill Famous Philly text line? Rational prediction should be a segment. It is. I get called a hater every time we do it. Every time we do rational predictions, I get called a hater.
So we
do that segment. It's called The Drive. Spec, from 2 to 6.
Spec, you got the horn ready? You ready for this?
Fired up.
Patrick Mahomes will have a 6-touchdown pass game. Eli Manning did it. Freaking Ryan Fitzpatrick did it. Look at who they got. They got Sammy Watkins. They got Tyreek Hill. They got Travis Kelce. You can't hit anybody anymore. Hell, you can't even look at a receiver anymore.
How many TDs?
He will have a six.
I got to write it down.
He will have a 6-touchdown pass game this season. Patrick Mahomes will throw 6-touchdown passes in one game this season.
It's happened way more than I thought it would.
I know. That's why I was looking at it.
It's happened way
more
than I thought.
Now, I'm not going 7. I'm not going 7.
I mean, I would hope not. That would be the record.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. So, I mean, if Ryan Fitzpatrick can do it, some of the dudes that are on here can do it. If Eli can do it, I think Mahomes is going to go. Now, he may have a 4-interception game, but I think he's going to have a game where he throws 6 touchdown passes.
What always cracks me up about you and Mahomes is, like, whenever the question was Mahomes will finish top 5 in MVP voting, you're like, oh, hold on, slow down.
That's because he's going to have a 4-interception game.
I mean,
he's going to be up and down. He's going to go off the charts amazing 1 week, and then he's going to have a game. You're like, what in the hell are you doing?
But
man?
Then you'll say that he'll be the 9th best quarterback in the NFL this year and have one game where he has 6 touchdowns. You believe this stuff about Mahomes. You're just a little afraid about jumping all in. Two days ago, today was one of the biggest days in the history of Kansas City sports. Today it happened. You're like, you know what, man? Today was just a normal day.
I thought I would wake up.
Today you came in more fired up about Heath Philmyer than Patrick Mahomes.
I did. Because
like, am I lying?
He ain't lying.
No,
that's
you accurate. Came in more fired up about Heath Philmyer.
That's completely accurate. Heath Philmyer's 24. He shut out the Cubs last night, 7 strong.
I'm just telling you. You came in today more fired up about Heath Philmyer. You're the only person in Kansas City more fired up about Heath Philmyer today than
I think
than
Binkley was, because we were swapping texts about it, too.
So. Believe me. You think today Binkley's more fired up about Heath Philmyer than the football game?
That's a good
point. I mean, I know Binkley pretty well. He ain't that fired up about Heath Philmyer the way he is about Patrick Mahomes. Spec, you might be mad at that, but you know that's the truth.
That was funny.
We were supposed to talk about the Matthew Berry Mahomes stuff.
I think we should take calls on rational predictions.
I mean, if you want to do rational predictions, we can do rational predictions. I'm just telling you, that's the drive. We do rational predictions all the time, and you play the Debbie Downer drop like your finger's about to break every time I give rational
predictions.
Positivity
Wednesday went out the window real quick because you didn't have the bills to pay it.
You got to put my business all out on the streets like that.
Yeah,
you know,
that written down on your legal pad over there? How much
Positivity
owes?
Wednesday?
I mean, tell me.
It was like $14.
Yeah, I mean, tell me how much I owe, and I'll pay it right now during the break. Right. You tell me how much I owe in Positivity Wednesday, and I'll pay my tab.
$19.
I'll pay my tab. I'll pay a little more than that. Coming up in 2 minutes, we'll give you a chance to listen to the show, actually. There's no chance to win $1,000 in 2 minutes. You can keep listening, but there's no chance to win $1,000 coming up in 2 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.